welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on the Genome Project. That's Genome Project. We're going to be mapping out all of the frequencies in the entire system of the body and looking at the musical intervals between all the frequencies in the system, such that hopefully we'll find consistencies. So, maybe we'll find that the relationship of the heart to the liver is a certain musical interval in humans. Perhaps we will later find that it's even the same in other animals as well. And that, you know, the root chakra is a certain musical interval to the heart chakra, and that your root soul frequency is a certain musical interval to one of your auras, the frequency of one of the auras. So there are ideas that, or hypothesis is that there will be specific frequencies for or specific relationships of frequencies, because different people are going to have different frequencies depending on different variables that we'll talk about for different parts of their body. But the relationships of the frequencies, I would think, would be similar in humans. So ultimately, we're looking to find a specific chordal relationship between all of the parts of the body that we could then create and play for people to help harmonize them back into their humanness, back into the harmony of being a human being. So that's the first step. The second step would be to actually find the template, the sound template, frequency template, or musical interval template for a specific person, so that we can resonate that back into harmony for that person. Okay? So the intention for today's radio show, because we always like to start with an intention, is that we all return to our divine template in the right time. Okay. Before we get started, I want to tell you about some things going on at our school, the Sound and Consciousness Institute, Globe Sound and Consciousness Institute in San Francisco. First of all, next week we've got a few things happening. On Tuesday we have our first class of the semester for the online sound healing certificate program. That class is Tuesday and Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. San Francisco time, of course. And it goes for about 19 weeks. And if you can't make certain classes, you can watch videos of the classes. Or if you can't make those times at all, you can watch videos of the classes for the whole certificate program. The online program's been working really well. People have gotten some major, well, not out of it, but a few people have had major transformations where they've really just completely changed their whole life. It's really amazing what's been happening. There's actually some really cool testimonials on our website now, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com. So that's the online version. We have the version at the Institute starting a week from Tuesday, January 18th, and that's Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends, and that's for about 15 weeks. And that's the certificate program, which is the first semester of the associate degree program. So if you wanted to continue into the associate degree program, you could. While I'm thinking about it, we also have in the summer, at the end of June, we've got an intensive at the school, and that'll be 2 weeks straight. So if you're out of the state, you could, you know, fly in for a couple of weeks and do the intensive. And then if you wanted to finish the certificate program, you could come in August for another 2 weeks, or you could finish online. I try to make the first 2 weeks in June the classes that work the best live, so you could then finish the rest online if you wanted to. So those are the sound healing classes. We also have sound healing music production, audio production, where we learn Pro Tools, or if you don't have Pro Tools or you've got another audio production workstation, you could use that as well, something like Logic or anything else. And that class is actually starting on Tuesday. It's once a week on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. San Francisco time. If that time doesn't work, we might be able to adjust it for you. We just have a couple of people taking the online version of the audio production course. We also have on January 18th the classes for sound healing music production at the Institute, and that's 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays in the afternoon. So those are our classes. We also have some interesting events coming up. This Thursday, we've got an event at the Academy of Sciences. We're doing a presentation at the Academy of Sciences, which, if you don't know about it, here in San Francisco, it's the aquarium. It's an amazing, amazing facility. It's got it's totally designed so that it's self-sustaining. They've got grass and such on the roof to really make the place work well for the climate and everything. So we're actually doing a presentation on nature sounds in the African room with the live penguins and a lot of really cool stuffed African animals. So that's Thursday night. I believe it's at 6 o'clock, but we have free tickets. If you're around the area, let us know. You can get in for free. We've got 25 free tickets to come to that on Thursday at the Academy of Sciences in Golden Gate Park. Should be fun. And then on, Friday, January 21st, we have a meetup with Sylvina. She's going to be doing toning with the crystal bowl. She generally takes people into a complete state of bliss. First, she takes you into a deep state of releasing stuck energy, and then she goes into the full state of bliss. Very powerful every time she does her workshop. And that's only $5 from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday, January 21st. On Monday, January 24th, we've got a free webinar and teleconference. And if you're interested, you can go to soundhealingcenter.com/events.html, or if you just click on soundhealingcenter.com, you can find the events menu at the top to find out all the details of how to get online and join in on the free webinar. And then finally, tomorrow, if you're around tomorrow, we have an open house at the Institute from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We're going to be vibrating and toning and chanting and doing meditations with love and light for 5 hours. And then we're going to put people on sound tables. Normally, every time we do this, people just walk out going, whoa, because we're really in the zone about after even the first hour. So even if you're not interested in classes, come and vibrate with us tomorrow at the Institute. That's 739 Bryant Street in San Francisco between 5th and 6th Street. If you can also email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM, H-U-M. Okay. So it's interesting. I've had a couple of people that were pretty out there that said, Dave, you've already figured out this divine template in frequency in previous lifetimes. They said that in Atlantis I did this. I thought, that's cool. And so the trick is to, I mean, a lot of people can do this just psychically. They tune into your divine template and they just resonate it. And that puts you back into your natural harmony. based on the law of resonance, which says that a stronger frequency will overcome a weaker frequency. We can use this law of resonance to resonate a strong frequency of our template to basically resonate us back into that state of harmony. And when you're in that state of harmony, all of the distortions that we have come up with in our life fall away, because this strong frequency overcomes the weaker frequencies of distortion. I tend to believe that when you tap into spirit and you use spirit or source in a healing session, or universal love for that matter, because that's just a aspect of spirit or source, essentially what spirit or source is doing is resonating that divine template back into us. The spirit is much smarter than we are. There's one of our instructors says that, you know, if you simply tap into your own template, to your level of perfection while doing a healing treatment, that you can then resonate the energy of a divine whole template without distortions into the person, even if it's not the same as their divine template. That tends to make sense because, you know, when I see someone that's really in their soul frequency, that's really grounded, I've seen quite a few people that it's like Eckhart Tolle's a good example, or the Dalai Lama, or Gangaji. You know, everybody in the room, when they're with people like that, really becomes grounded because they're getting that resonant frequency of grounding. Even though our resonant frequency may not be the same frequency as that person, they're still resonating the energy of grounding into all of us, which is really a consistent frequency that does not jump around. It's completely coherent with no... It's more... very consistent and stable. Because the essence of peace is consistency and stability. However, I think if that person were in the same root soul frequency as myself, that I would actually even be more grounded, that I would be resonated into a deeper state because they're now resonating my frequency. Not only a frequency of stability and groundedness. So I would even be even more grounded, probably as much as grounded as I could be. So in the same respect, I believe that if we actually find a person's specific template, then they will be way more affected than somebody who's just simply in their own divine template and resonating that. Now, not always can we invoke spirit. Maybe in the end, what we're going to be doing is just invoking spirit and let spirit go, you know, and set everything back into order. But I don't think everybody could do that. I mean, if everybody could do that, I mean, we have the capacity to do that, but most of us don't have the ability to do it all the time. Otherwise, you know, there'd be a lot of really healthy people and people that are in, that have very few diseases on the planet. So, until then, I think some technology like this can be very helpful, and it can help entrain us, in fact, into the ability to do it ourselves so that we're not addicted to the technology. Okay? Although if the technology is doing something really pure, like bringing us back into our our divine template, which will ultimately bring us into higher levels of enlightenment and energy and vibration, because we're now cleaner and more clear and present, more at peace. Then it actually is also bringing us into a higher state as well, or allows us to go into a higher state without all the noise of the distortions that we've come up with getting in the way. So the big question is, what is the divine template made of? And when I start looking at it, it gets really complex, really quickly. Oh my God. Check it out. There are 70 trillion cells in our body. 70 trillion. A trillion's a lot, you know, even a billion's a lot, but 70 trillion cells is a lot of cells. And each cell is doing 250,000 reactions per second. So different cells are going to have different frequencies. I'm not sure how many different cells there are. That'd be interesting to know. But that's the trick, is to find how many different cells there are, and types of cells, and the frequency of each one of those cells. Now, there are 206 bones. Bones generally, I believe, have the same frequency for the most part. There's different things, while we're talking about, there's different frequencies that different parts of or different components of the body will have. I think a cell is going to be a pretty pure frequency, although if you get into the details of it, I'm sure there's a conglomeration of frequencies that make up any cell, even. But in bones, there's even more combination of frequencies. There's going to be a frequency of the material of the bone, and there's going to be a frequency of the bone based on how big the bone is. But it's generally the material of the bone is going to have a consistent frequency, because all bones in humans, I think, tend to be bones, for that matter. I mean, I'm sure there's little variations, but, you know, bones are bones. So they're going to have a specific frequency that I think we can pin down pretty easily. There are some people, that have come up with different frequencies of different parts of the body, and there's one person that came up with 418 hertz for the frequency of bones. So if we look at that frequency, see, let me put in 418 hertz in my little tone generator here, 418 hertz. And we play that, and it's like, so we can resonate the frequency of bones if that happens to be. I mean, who knows? If I've never seen anybody else say 418, so until we have a lot of people agreeing, I don't really want to use precisely that one, but we can try it, you know, and we'll have a lot of feedback equipment to really tune into the frequencies of the different things. Also, it has been proven that the purr of a kitty cat actually regenerates bones and creates more bone density. So that frequency has to be taken into account as well, which might be the actual frequency that it's of healthy bones, or the metabolism of bones, which is an interesting frequency. Okay, so we have in the school, we actually go through all the different frequencies of the heart, the adrenals, kidney, liver, bladder, lungs, intestines, gallbladder, and there's like a wide range of companies and people that have come up with frequencies for each one of these. And again, none of them agree, though. So the next step is to figure out good ways of actually scientifically coming up with the frequencies of these different parts of the body. In with cadavers, we could easily find the frequency of them, and there has been some research on cadavers by the guys with cymotherapy. So there are some frequencies that are pretty precise, but I think we can do even more precision of finding these frequencies. Now, there's a lot of new feedback equipment just on the market, including that of Nutri-Energetics or the QXCI. There's also some techniques we'll talk about in a little bit that are really cool for intuitively finding the frequency of something, of a part of the body, to really tune into it. That can be even better for finding an individual person's frequency of specific parts of the body within an individual person. But, you know, out of all of this, it's not the frequency of each part of the body, because as I mentioned, that frequency is going to be different. The heart chamber in one person that resonates at a specific frequency. Every chamber in the body has its own resonant frequency based on the distance between the walls and the chamber. This is the basic resonance of chambers. And that heart frequency is going to be different in the chambers of the heart for different people, because different people's hearts are way different in size. So that's going to be different. Now, the heart muscles are going to be the same. The frequency of the heart and the energy of the heart, I believe, is going to be the same frequency. But even though all of the frequencies might be different for different parts of the body, I believe the musical intervals between the different parts of the whole system are set. It just intuitively, it just hits me as it's got to be. I mean, we've got a symphony going on inside of us, and that symphony is working together in a way that just completely boggles any medical mind in the world. I mean, if you look at all of the different systems in the body, the skeletal system, the endocrine system, the muscular system, I mean, all the different systems, the cardiovascular, I mean, every system in the body, just the systems are like, oh my God, who the hell came up with this? I mean, this is like, it's just unbelievably detailed. And just the mind that put just each of the systems together. But what's really complex and unbelievably beautiful is the relationship, the way the different systems interact with each other, the way our skeletal system works with our blood flow, the way our nervous system works with our endocrine system. I mean, the way it's all interactive. And that's really the music, the interrelationship of the frequencies between the parts. So it's really not only the actual musical intros. I think we're going to find that it's the way the energy flows. Now, the closest research to something like this right now in the world that I know of, and I've been checking this out a lot, is the work by Nutri-Energetics. They're looking at morphogenetic fields. There's a movie out called The Living Matrix that I actually did the soundtrack to. And it goes through all the interviews of all the scientists that are studying morphogenetic fields. Morphogenetic fields are the fields around cells and organs and parts of the body that actually regulate that part of the body. They found that all these 70 trillion cells and all the parts of the body, there's too much going on. There's no way our brain could handle all of this. In fact, the speed of the messages from the brain to all the parts of the body is not fast enough. It's proven. It is not fast enough for our brain to handle it all. There's no way our brain can be controlling everything that's going on in our body, because it's just too much going on. 70 trillion cells times 250,000 signals per second is like just like, oh my God, that's ridiculous. So it's what they found is there are fields that are just like non-local brains around different parts of the body. And there's a serious science that's studying these fields. And they call it information medicine. because it's information that is within each one of these morphogenetic fields. But really, when you get down to it, information is simply frequency. And in fact, in the nutrient energetic system, after they do a diagnosis of the morphogenetic fields, they actually use frequency to actually resonate the morphogenetic fields back into harmony. So they're simply using frequency, and that just goes to show that we are just frequency beings in every respect. So really, this is, I think, just going to be, I think they're just doing like a higher level. And so we really need to get down to the lower levels as well. But really the key here is going to be, what is the hierarchy? What is the hierarchy of importance in this divine template? Okay? Because, you know, you've got, I would say, at the top of the hierarchy is our soul. I would say the frequency of our soul is really the main frequency that everything within this entire template is tied to. The soul is a frequency that is carried from lifetime to lifetime. And it's a frequency that is us, that is connected to the entire universe, which is also us. But it's a unique frequency. And so that soul frequency is carried from lifetime to lifetime. And that, I believe, is what everything is based on. This is still yet to be proven, but that's my initial hypothesis, and that's kind of what I'm basing it on. So then we look at, okay, we've got all of the bodily systems. And let me back up just a second. One hint that I kind of tend to go by is the work of Alice Bailey, and that is that there are different general frequencies for different parts of our system. For example, the main frequency is the soul frequency, but then there is our physical body frequency, and then there's our emotional body frequency, and then there's our mental body frequency. And so all of these main frequencies come together to create a very specific template for each of us. And in the books by Benjamin Krem, which is based around the teachings of Alice Bailey, he actually shows this template, these four frequencies or five frequencies for everybody, every well-known person in the history of time. I mean, from Jesus to Buddha to every single famous person that we ever have heard of. And they show this template for each of them. So I look at that possibly as one of the overview templates, because then I would say that our entire bodily physical system is tied to this more etheric system. I mean, you could also, we might find, and I'm sure a lot of people out there will have very specific opinions or information on this, and I'm looking to get any feedback I can from this. You know, I would say that our auras and our auric bodies, our etheric bodies around us are very high on the hierarchy, and that they really affect the frequencies that our organs actually resonate at. And I think my feeling is that they, from what I know, is that they resonate their energy, the auras, which come from the soul, resonate through the endocrine glands into our system, and our endocrine glands affect all of our organs. So I would think that that's one level of connectivity, so we could figure out the overall template. So because, you know, if we can go for, I mean, if we go for all 70 trillion cells and try to get too detailed, I mean, it's like the computer will blow up. Or maybe not. But, you know, actually, we might be able to have a computer good enough. Here's where we're headed. This is really exciting, actually. You know, all of this that I haven't even mentioned is based around a virtual reality system that I'm now getting funded for. This virtual reality system is a system where you lay down on a sound table, or you could actually sit up, but it's nice if you lay down, and you can either see a 3D TV on the ceiling that is showing a visual of a mirror image of you looking back at it. But it's not just showing you outside, it's showing inside you. So you can see your organs, you can see your glands, you can see your muscles or bones if you choose to. It's also, you could also have a virtual reality helmet. So you could look down and see a graphic of inside of you. You could see, you know, so instead of looking at the ceiling, you're looking at your actual body and seeing a graphic of inside of you. Okay? So ultimately, this whole divine template system will tie into the virtual reality system so that you can actually be inside an actual image of the perfect template with the sounds and frequencies of every part of that template. Oh my God, I'm getting chills from this. Vibrating at their divine template frequency. And the actual vibration is coming from the sound table that you're laying on. So you're not only seeing visuals of inside of your body and seeing all the frequencies, seeing all the parts in harmony and actually vibrating, you're actually feeling them vibrating through the sound table. We have other ideas for actual body suits where you could have being completely encompassed in this whole frequency spectrum. So you will be, once we get this entire divine template down, you will be able to be inside of it. Basically, what we're creating is a sound chamber to bring you back into harmony with the universe. And this is where I think we're heading. Now, the truth is, I think what the work I'm doing and everything I'm saying here is just like first day of kindergarten. I mean, goodness gracious. I think what's going to happen is once we really get into this and we get into detail on all these different areas and the hierarchy of the template and all the frequencies of all the different areas and how they relate to each other, that at a certain point when we're in this virtual reality system, Spirit is going to say, tweak it this way. And we're going to get some information and some higher beings are going to come in and all of a sudden they're going to take over and go, boy, they're going to say it like this. But they'll say, goodness gracious, you haven't just begun. Check this out. And they're going to show us an entire system way more complex and way more tuned in that we'll be able to use. Now, I've talked to people that say, who say that they've been in Talos, underneath Mount Shasta. There's supposed to be 3 million Lemurians living under Mount Shasta, and they call it Talos. And they say when you go in, you have to go into this sound chamber that actually retunes your system before you can continue in so you don't taint all of the people living in love and light in Talos. So I assume that's where we're headed, is to create this system that completely, you know, just gets rid of all of the stuck emotions, all of the deep emotional issues from our childhood, from past lives, all of the stuff that's embedded in our cells, all of everything that's just been keeping us from going on into the light to where we're meant to be, to where we are, to who we are. I mean, we are love and light. I mean, that's where we should be all the time. But we work so hard to screw it up, you know, and it just gets embedded in there. And so it will be amazing when we can just start releasing this and resonating this pure energy. And I think what we'll be able to do is actually go back and forth from gratitude to compassion to joy to universal love. And just then ultimately be in the state of oneness with everything and everybody in the universe. And just live there. So that everybody you come across is completely resonating these higher energies of love and light. Then it's really easy, because often we pick up distortions from other people or around somebody, like somebody we work with or somebody we're around a lot, family member, and we pick up their distortions just by the law of resonance. It gets, you know, resonates right into our system, you know, can't help it. So the more we're around other people and the more people that are in this pure state, the more all of us are going to be in the pure state. And at a certain point, it's not going to be hard at all. We won't even need the system. We'll just all be resonating our divine templates, and it'll be one big, amazing party. So in the meantime, I want to play a song from Nutra Energetics. They gave me the codes for Matrix Restore. And they actually had actual frequencies that are about restoring the matrix, the divine matrix, or the morphogenetic matrix into the field. And I took those frequencies and created a song where the frequencies are actually most of the chord progression. So this whole song is meant to restore this harmony to the matrix within you. So set your intention now that will happen while listening to this song. This is called Matrix Restore. Thank you. thought of being able to go into such a chamber and really clear out everything is really interesting. It's kind of like the thought of somebody like Christ or Jesus, you know. It's like just the thought of a high being that is actually is cleared out. Just that possibility is really inspiring, really inspiring, because it really makes you start looking at what are all these distortions? I mean, what is stopping me from just being in this pure love and light all the time? Love and light with wisdom as well, so we're not just wishy-washy, but we're actually in this you know, state where we're protected in love and light. Because that's the tricky part when some people take advantage of that. Now, this project, you know, it's like, it's way too big. I mean, it's way bigger than me or the school here. I mean, this is huge. I mean, this is really huge. I mean, if we can actually get this done before anything happens or even after anything happens, I mean, this is, it's just phenomenal. So we're looking to use a lot of our funding for funding all of this research in this area. And what I want to do is open it up to the entire world so that anybody that's doing any research in this area, we can all collaborate. And ultimately, I've already got some people that are interested, and that we can then use any information, because there's a lot of areas we can actually get information from. One is the actual genome project, all the different frequencies within DNA, all the frequencies within our genes, and how that actually works. I'm sure that you know, we'll even find that there's a correlation in humans there. I mean, that correlate to different aspects of other parts of the body. And I think, you know, every part of the body, I mean, anybody that's, you know, a neurologist may have found specific frequencies. I know there's chiropractors that know about different frequencies of the spine. And in fact, we actually had some of them at our conference. There's a book called The Song of the Spine. And so, you know, all the different areas where people have been studying different parts of the body, including people studying things like the different subtle bodies or different auric fields, people that are studying endocrine glands, people that are really right on the edge of seeing, I mean, right on the edge of consciousness, where they're really out there and totally connected and can really see this whole divine template really clearly, so that we can actually get some more information from them. So I really want it to be a collaboration of anybody that's interested, that is willing to do the serious research work, as much as serious research as it can be within the the higher levels of our system, you know, because there's only so much feedback equipment for picking up our auras and things like that and getting good information. So it is going to be, that's why we call it the Genome Project, O-M, Genome Project, because we're looking for all the frequencies, and it's you know, hopefully there'll be a lot of different scientists helping us with this, because once we even get something, get close, it's going to be quite amazing. But then the next step is really getting the feedback equipment down. So I assume what we'll do is we'll already have the template for humans down. We might even find that different cultures have a little different template. Probably not, though. I would say that we'll have the basic template for humans. And then we figure out a feedback system to pick up the template for a specific individual, to find their divine template and resonate them into harmony. And ultimately, imagine, I mean, God, by the time we have this down, I assume that the whole planet's going to be different. Maybe not, though. If not, what we'll have is we'll have a little iPod system, and for not very much money, because we really, I mean, money is no object when you can actually heal the entire planet. That's a good line. money is no object when you can heal the entire planet. Wow. So, you know, for even kind of practically give them away for like $100, you know, have a little feedback system. So you have your little iPod and it just does a little check on you and sees, you know, if there's a distortion that's come up today, that it would clear out. Or you would just simply have your template that you could play. You just go into you just get the analysis, get the diagnostic. It's just the assessment, and find your divine template, and then resonate it. Just whenever you want. Just that will be our iPod of the future. I mean, who wants to listen to music when you can listen to the music of your soul? Ultimately, I think what this is going to do is it's going to take us into whole new states of enlightenment. Because once you get cleared out, there are no barriers, there are no boundaries, there's nothing stopping us from going to higher and higher states of oneness in the universe, higher initiations, higher levels of enlightenment and purity, so that we all end up really high. And in this respect, I want to play another song that is called Enlightenment. And I don't know if we'll have time to come back, but hopefully we will. Yeah, well, I'll do a little ending at the end after we listen to Enlightenment. So set your intention to be able to clear out anything that you might have going on that is stopping you from going to the next level in your journey into enlightenment. Enlightenment. we're out of time now, but enlightenment, may that we all end up there. So take this energy of your own divine template and tune into your own divine template now. That frequency spectrum that is in perfect harmony with your soul and with the universe. And hold that frequency spectrum and energy into the night as long as you can. And then through the rest of the weekend, hold it even through the week ahead, even weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead. Imagine holding this energy for years where no distortion can get in. Perfect harmony through every part of your system. Then imagine holding that energy of perfect harmony through your whole system, flowing